Mike, good to have you back. Now, we got it ironed out, folks. You know, elf and magic. Sometimes that's what you have to do with the old Keebler tree. Akash Jogla here with me, Americans for Prosperity Vice President. Akash, good to have you.
Good to be with you, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you. All right, so first things first, the raid on Mar-a-Lago seems to be the only thing anybody's talking about from here to London. The BBC calling me, begging me to be on here in a few minutes because that's what everybody's talking about, right? So what is your knee-jerk reaction to that?
Surprise would maybe be the word I would use. Obviously, this is unprecedented. They had, they got whatever legal authority they needed to, so I guess we'll wait and see what comes of it.
Unprecedented, unbelievable, unacceptable. There's a whole lot of un going on today. But if they're willing to raid the house of a former president based on some nonsense about, well, he might have classified materials, didn't seem to bother him when Hillary Clinton and a whole host of other folks did that. But for Donald Trump, we'll make special arrangements. If they're willing to do that to him, what are 87,000 new IRS agents going to do to you and me and our homes?
Yeah, that's a good question, Steve. And here's the thing. You know, everything about this, that the way the Democrats talk about it is, oh, we're going to go after the rich and the tax cheats and corporations and all of that. We already know that that's not the case with the IRS. There's a map. The Washington Post, of all places, had a great article about who IRS enforcement is very much skewed toward. It overwhelmingly exists in the South towards the West, largely with low-income taxpayers. Steven, here's why. Think about this, right? If you're self-employed or you're low-income, and you receive benefits like the earned income tax credit, your taxes are very complicated. And you don't have the resources to fight back against the IRS.
Nobody has the resources.
Get the most bang for your buck.
Yeah, nobody has the resources, Akash. You go back to the old adage, you can't fight City Hall. Well, let me tell you something. Washington, D.C. and the IRS is a hell of a lot bigger than City Hall now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a hell of a lot bigger than City Hall. And that's the thing. They know that, you know, when I say the wealthy, Steve, I mean people who have lawyers and accountants and other people to deal with this. I mean, small businesses, American families, they've been asking for relief from inflation all year. The best the Democrats can do is 87,000 IRS agents to treat them like they're tax cheats, on top of raising energy prices, on top of raising taxes on business at a time where we need more corporate investment for more jobs and higher wages. It really is, you know, completely ignorant of the concerns of the average American, which is kind of par for the course with this Democratic majority, but completely frustrating and something that, you know, folks like you and I and others need to make sure that the people remain aware of as we head into the fall.
Yeah, not to mention, it's going to raise taxes on oil, natural gas, gasoline. They're raising taxes on energy across the board and saying, well, that won't raise anybody's tax. Of course, it's a tax increase on those making less than $400,000. It's a tax increase. In fact, some of the evaluations I saw said everybody, if you make less than $10,000 a year, you're going to pay more in taxes just because of the way some of these things are structured, right?
Yeah, so it's not just some analysis, Steve. The Joint Committee on Taxation, it sounds like a wonky group. That is a nonpartisan scorekeeper in Congress itself. That's a government body. They assess that every single income bracket above $30,000 a year will see a tax increase from this bill. At the same time, the Congressional Budget Office, again, another nonpartisan scorekeeper in Congress, said this bill will make no impact on inflation. And here's why. This is a really important point with all the rhetoric that they talk about raising taxes on corporations. Corporations are a pass-through, Steve. Corporations don't pay taxes. Those taxes are passed down to workers in the form of lower wages and consumers in the form of higher prices. Those are two of the major groups, and even left-leaning economists agree with this. So no matter what you hear from Democrats on the trail this year about raising taxes on corporations, ultimately they need to be called out on the fact that corporations pass down tax increases to workers in the form of lower wages, consumers in the form of higher prices. It's class warfare that won't do a thing for inflation and will increase the burden on American families.
Yeah. No question. It's a war on American families. It's a war on small business, which the Democrats hate. We know that. We know that already. Because small business has this crazy idea that they don't need government help, and that just irritates the left to no end because they want you, dependent on government checks and bailouts and protection and so on and so forth. Man, I just think that I am seeing a sound rejection from people I talk to this whole IRS plan of 87,000 agents. People hate it. I see the raid on Mar-a-Lago. People just, I mean, that has solidified the nation in 12 hours. I mean, if they thought Roe v. Wade was going to bring the left together, raiding Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in search of some documents when we know that Hillary Clinton had classified documents and got rid of 33,000 emails and acid washed her machines, and her home wasn't raided, and Hunter Biden's home isn't raided, and the list goes on. Talk about galvanizing support for one team over the other. The red team got a big boost last night, courtesy of the FBI. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously there are a number of things concerning people. The economy remains issue number one. You've got people like you and I have talked about, Debbie Stabenow, saying, oh, it's not an issue for me. I drove my electric car from Michigan to Washington. They're raising taxes on nearly every American to try to dump billions more into the electric vehicle industry. It's completely out of touch with the concerns of the average American. It's very important, Steve, that folks go out, talk to their friends and neighbors about what this bill really does and what it doesn't do, which is it does raise taxes. It doesn't combat inflation. We got to make sure that folks are aware how little this congressional majority is concerned with what they are concerned about and make sure that they remember it in November.
There you go. Akash, good to have you here. Thank you for sticking with us through a little bit of a bumpy ride this morning. Thank you so much.
You got it.
There you have it. Americans not buying it. Not buying it. Why would they? The punishment is coming for all Americans soon. All right, quick break now on the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.
Tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.